turning me.
You are listening to Southside Radio 102.9 FM, broadcast from the Carnegie Library Southside branch. This Public Art Pittsburgh project brought to you by the City of Pittsburgh, produced by the Southside Local Development Company and artist Bob Bingham.
First Street overlooks the 10th Street ball field, South High School, and things like that. It's real nice.
Is that where the Steelers practice?
No, Steelers practice up here at 32nd Street up here.
Is that indoors, man?
Yeah, indoors. Steelers is outdoors, so is South High Stadium outdoors. That's pretty good up there. How's our boy Bob Young doing?
Bob Bingham.
Bingham, yeah.
Yeah, he's good. He's good.
I haven't seen him pass the store, haven't seen him or his better half around.
He's busy, he's busy.
Sounds like a good idea.
So tell me what's doing exciting with you. What do you want to know about
Don't talk about me, let's talk about people have been talking about the old days and about the rise of crime. It's been kind of negative. We're looking for a positive spin from you, Lee.
Okay, there's not too much crime, I don't think, on Southside. Most of the policemen I ever talked to when I was working there next door, they liked Southside because there was less problems than most of the places in the city of Pittsburgh. They liked it here. Beside that, everyone who moves in the area likes it. This was an ethnic neighborhood. In 1949, you had quite a few immigrants move in to Pittsburgh here, and most of them congregated at the hardware store because one of my bosses spoke Lithuanian, my brother-in-law spoke Polish, the other guy spoke Russian, and it was like a League of Nations. So everybody congregated, more or less, when they wanted to buy something at the hardware store. And they were, the ethnic group was a nice group of people. No problems.
Was it like having so many different ethnic groups coming to
town? Very, very nice. You met so many different people. It was out of this world. You had the Lithuanians, you had the Germans, you had the Italians, you had the... most of them were in the area of around here with the Ukrainians and the Slovaks. But it was very, very educational meeting all these different people. I thought it was, anyway. I got to know quite a bit of them, and I used to do a lot of their maintenance work. If they needed anything that we sold at the hardware store, I could install. So, I mean, it helped out a lot on both ways like that. They're nice people. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now, because the biggest joke is I still, even though I'm out of the hardware store, I still get maybe 5 or 8 calls a week. Come out to my house, do this, do that, which is nice. You still keep in contact with them. And I'll tell you, it's still a nice neighborhood. You talk to some of the people in the area here, some of the older people, they think it's great, which is nice to hear older people talk like that.
You know how that term comes about?
What?
So what do you think the difference is between, if you can talk more about the difference between now and then?
Now you don't see as many of the people walking the street as you did before. Like I was telling you, years ago, you couldn't walk the streets on a Friday and a Saturday. It was so crowded. Now you don't see too many people walking the streets, taking their kids out, like it was years ago. Years ago, you could walk down any of the side streets. People sat out all hours of the night. You knew everybody on the different blocks. They sat out and talked to you. Now, very few people sit out, and you don't know anybody on the block. You could get down our street. Years ago, if I'd come home after a date, 12:30, 1 o'clock, you could talk to anybody because the place was popular. Everyone was talking to each other. Everyone sat out front, and you knew everybody. Now, if you walk down the very same street that I live on, if you see one person sitting out, you're lucky. Nobody sits out no more. I don't know what it is. Either they stay inside, watch TV, but they're not there no more. They're there, but they don't come out and associate like they used to do years ago. But the biggest thing is you had a lot of things going on the South Side years ago, too. You had the maybe four theaters. You had the bowling alleys. You had quite a few different little restaurants which stayed open quite late, and everybody congregated around those different places. You don't have it no more. You have the main bars, which are vastly populated. You need a shoehorn to get them in, a shoehorn to get them out. The girls are great. But that's about it.
It's a nice place. It's like a lot of businesses.
Look, even Bob will tell you that it's a nice area. Even though he's up in the Duquesne Bury, it's a secluded area where he's at, but it's not a bad area. It's nice.
It's kind of industrial land.
Well, you don't have too much industrial anymore. The mills are done. The different fab shops moved out. There's not too many little shops in the area anymore.
Walter Long down there.
Oh, Walter Long, he's been there for years. He also has a place out in Finleyville, too. I mean, beside that, Walter Long is one of the few in the area. You've had quite a few guys move out of the area since, say, we'll say in the 50s. And that's quite a bit. If you'd sit down and talk to the different guys and see who moved out, you had more move out than move in. You might have a lot of new restaurants and bars, but, I mean, nothing to... How would you say, production-wise, which would hire a lot of people. And it's not here no more. You figure the different people that moved out since 1950, you lost a lot of people on the south side. I mean, you figure the mill, when it was here, had about 3,000 men per shift, and you had three shifts. That's a lot of people. It kept a lot of people moving. And it was pretty good. Then you had the hospital across the street, which was active, and you had the firehouse right next door to it. Yeah, it was really an active neighborhood with the things which are going on. But you don't have it no more. It's just not here. And a lot of the old-timers will even tell you, it's not like it used to be. And most of the old-timers, which I used to know and wait on at the hardware store, they're not here no more. Either passed away or moved away, and or they're to the point they're older now. They don't come out like they used to. You find that in any neighborhood like that.
What do you think makes the South Side special and different, even these days?
All the people that's in the neighborhood. That's the people which make any neighborhood, and it's not a bad neighborhood. Overall. You have a very nice group of people still living here, but not like it was. It's gone. I mean, it's not here. I mean, that you figure when you lost the mill up there, Duquesne Bury, Levinson Steel Corporation, you can imagine how many people you actually lost in the neighborhood of coming around. That's a lot of people.
Did they move out?
Well, what happened to all the men that worked at Jones and Laughlin? You figure, we did a couple jobs up on Byer Hill Road. The guys who lived out over the hill, which had maybe 2-3 cars, a boat, this, that, and everything else. And when they lost their good-paying jobs at the mill, everything was up for sale. The boats, the cars, the houses, and everything else. Not only there, a lot of places, they bit off more than they could chew when they were working at the mill. They had big pays. And then big pays are all long gone. Kids could come out of the school years ago working Jones and Laughlin, make a nice, decent living. When I was working at the hardware store, we used to have the kids from college work at the mill. And it was amazing how many would say, why do I have to go to college? I'd have to graduate, work so long at a different factory and make the money I'm making now. And they stayed. They didn't go, they didn't finish school. They stayed at Jones and Laughlin because the pays were great. You see that everywhere. Where can you go today and make a decent living? You can't live on this minimum wage you're doing today. It's astronomical. You figure where the prices are rising every day, it's crazy. And it's just not there no more. When you had all these different places where you can make a nice living and you didn't have to have a good education, like Duquesne Bury, Levinson Steel Corporation, Jones and Laughlin, Iron City Sand and Gravel. Oh, boy, that was great years ago. Today, where can you go when these kids get out of high school? There's nothing there. They say, join the service. So, how many kids want to join a service? Not too many. It's not there.
Were people using the river back in the day, like recreational?
No, no, very few. Only
you
people.
Talk about that a little bit.
Only people that played around by the river, the kids playing hook. But today, with the riverfront opening up, it's very, very active down there. Of course, I don't think say there's too many Southsiders, which is they usually they might walk down the river path. But you have quite a few people out from over the hill, bring your boats down, spend the whole afternoon on the weekends and that. They're down there till it gets very, very cold with those boats. And there's water skiing down there. They got these things you sit on, I don't know what you call them. It's like a motor scooter in the water.
Oh, jet skis.
Jet skis, yeah, you have quite a few of them down there. It's a real active place in the summertime down there. And the front is fixed up very nice down there, I think it is. It draws a lot of people. Maybe not too many people from Southside ever see down there, but it's the people out over the hill which come down and use it.
Why do you don't you think Southsiders use it?
They walk a lot, but I don't think I haven't seen too many Southsiders which own a boat. Not too many. And the ones I've talked to are all out from out over the hill. When I say over the hill, maybe Carrick, Mount Oliver, Brentwood, things out like that. But there's not too many that I've seen, even in boats in their backyards on the south side.
But there used to be like parades and stuff.
There was only on different events for parades.
Was there more community stuff happening? Did you talk about that?
I wouldn't say too many community activities. But you had the veterans down here, which had a very nice parade. But there's not too many vets around anymore either. You figure every year you see less and less marching in a parade in this area around here. Very few. And you might have a Memorial Day parade, or you might have it for the Southside Festival. They have a little parade and things like that. But it's not like it used to be. And when you say parades, they're far and in between. It's just not here no more.
It's a great neighborhood, you know. A lot of people in the city. How about this question? If you could elaborate on it, and did people used to come from other parts of the city to use the south side like they do now? They come from all over to come down.
I'll tell you. Years ago, when you lived on south side, maybe I shouldn't say this, because if you'd go out over the hill or something, you said you were from south side. The expression is, you're just nothing but another hunky. I've had that thrown up to my face 100 times when I'd go out over the hill. Where do you live, Sasan? Oh, you're another hunky, huh? But to me, I sit there and I laughed about it because half of the people you talk to which outlived in Carrick or even Mount Lebanon, they were from Sasan sometime or far back. And I was out Mount Lebanon one time, the guy was saying, he called me a hunky, and he moved out from Southside here. And his name was so-and-so, and he just shortened it. He says, no, I'm in Living in Mount Lebanon, Leroy. This is my new name.
What's a hunky?
Nothing. Well, anybody from Southside, because we're a foreign element down here. Like, my mother's people were, like, from Germany. And my grandpa couldn't speak English too good. And
how do you spell hunky?
You got me. I couldn't tell you.
Well,
that's what they generally should.
Yeah,
working in hunkies because I wouldn't say how you define it, but most of them were foreign element. They were called hunkies. Like I used to hear my grandpa because I was very, very young. He was broken English. And when you hear these different people talk, listen to them hunkies talk, things like that. To me, it didn't make any difference because I lived in the neighborhood. And my mother's people were from the further end of town when I was very young. And it was a mixed neighborhood of, how would you say, black, white, and the ethnic group, the foreign element. But you never had any trouble welfare. The blacks, white, you never heard the of a battle between the blacks and the whites years ago, because we all lived together. And I just can't understand it in some of these neighborhoods where you hear this segregation of black and white arguing and fighting all the time. We never had it here in the South Side, and there was quite a few blacks who lived in the area. Yeah, we accepted each other because we lived next door to each other and things like that. In the same way with the foreign element. That's about it on that.
Yeah, that's interesting. So, what about parking?
That's bad. That's getting worse. Can you imagine if these were all horses, the manure you would have? But the biggest joke is, if you pull out, like in front of my house, you don't get a parking place. I moved two blocks up from here, and with everybody in the area coming down from over the hill and parking sometimes, I've had people pull in who work downtown before they had the meters here, park their car. And next thing you didn't see them all day long. Your car was there. You couldn't park. But they come home 4:30, 5 o'clock, get in their car, and that's when you had a parking space. In fact, it's getting worse. Instead of better on the South Side for parking. Oh, it's astronomical. It's just not there.
What can you tell me about the South Side and also the Pittsburgh tradition? But it seems like more people on the South Side put chairs in front of their house.
Sure, I do.
Go ahead and talk about the chairs.
No, not the chairs. I have a cone I put outside. It's not the idea of me putting a cone outside. It's the idea is if I take the kids to school in the morning, I would like to come back and just park. Sometimes I won't put a cone out. I'll come back. It's the guy who parked there, when I come home tonight, he's still there. And the next thing you know, maybe about 6 o'clock, you get home, he's pulling out, and all day long I'm parked two blocks away. It's not the idea of parking two blocks away, but if you go shopping or something like that, you got to carry everything back in. That's only that feature. And it's getting very worse, I think. Instead of the parking in this area is a real pain in the butt. Do you live here? You'll find out.
The parking sucks.
Oh, you could say that again, boy.